I'll take question in a minute. Here, this has become one of the difficult social problems in Eretz Yisrael. In Kov and Russia, just looking, just we're sorting time till you came in Hilchas Avelos, Shin Samar Beis. It's touching about, touching on a comment of the mass graves in Haiti, the Isil of mass graves. And Kovu Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, I feel a Rosh Chomo Tzadkal, because the Gemara says we're not Kovu, we're on Sanhedrin, we don't bury Chiyuvi Misas Skila with Misas Chenek, because the Skila is a more serious capital offense. The Chayin and Kovu Tzadik Kosher Beinene Eitzel Chassid Muflog. Our kovun bal tshuva itzel tzadik gomor. Bal tshuva, yeah. That's the case system in cemeteries in Eretz Yisrael. You have a place where the Belzer Rebbe is buried there. The Moshe is buried there. A little area that you can't get in there. That's a closed area. That death, the great equalizer, doesn't work. Okay, so now we'll go back to you. Yeah.
I know there's a little discussion about bearing men and women together?
Yes.
What's the...
That says no halachic basis. That's minhag. My parents are buried next to each other. My grandparents, my mother's mother is buried in three graves. My mother's mother, who was also born in America, and was a Boki Bishas, and a really unbelievably learned woman. Her husband, he belonged to a Chevra, it's not a Chassidish Chevra, a Galiciana Chevra. My grandfather left at Savoy, but he doesn't want to be married, men and women together. He wants to have kids. So they're buried like two blocks apart in the cemetery. He was here, was all the way down there. Those are minhag. Those are children. I'm the separate cemetery brothers there, but I'm not sure where my in-laws are buried. The Moshe is buried here, and there's an aisle, yes, and my mother-in-law is buried over here, but there were men and women buried there, and where my father's buried, there are no women buried there. How big a separation, but it would seem, and all over Eretz Yisrael, you see men and women buried side by side. Yeah, no such a. Yeah, I guess that time in their lives they're not choshed to do anything wrong.
yeah, two things. First of all, the two-level burial is Shitas Arlington.
Yeah?
That's they do at Arlington National Cemetery. Yeah, Beshita. They dig one grave much deeper so that there is an option in case a spouse wants to be buried. In case a spouse wants to be buried, so they dig the graves very deep. I think they whatever it is, 12 feet.
Yeah.
So that then they can bury, and then they can rebury somebody else on top of it. Just the question on the text in the Shulchan Aruch. If if it says you can't bury two people side by side, the way you...
That's together. That's a mass grave.
Right. No, but...
That's a mass grave. There's no burial. It's called a mass grave. Called a grave, not individual.
Oh, okay, fine. Because the way you translated it was you can't put people in two graves without a barrier
right.
between them.
Right.
But it wouldn't be two graves if there weren't a barrier. It'd be one grave.
Yeah, well, but side by side, we think you look upon it as two graves. And the barrier has to be of a certain size. Okay, hello, what? Elam kein hoy dofen kem mafse b'neim. What the dofen a kever is, right? Dofen a kever has to be according to this. The super means vov trochen, which is the barrier between.
Rebbe.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Just to follow up.
Give me my, which is.
So earlier you mentioned.
I'm sorry.
Earlier you mentioned the minhag of not burying men and women next to each other.
I said very mentioned is a minhag. It's not halacha.
That's what I said. That's what I said. You mentioned that minhag. In relation to this halacha, I once heard of a case where in a cemetery where they don't bury men and women next to each other, they accidentally buried a man and a woman next to each other. So they inserted a sheet of plywood between the graves. Is there any basis at all? Any?
I'm sure it'll be. It satisfied their main hope. Fine. Not. They wanted to do it. Kol hakavod. I haven't seen anything in print. I mean, like that husband and wife who didn't get along with each other well when they were alive should not be buried side by side. That's, I think, make good sense. Why should they spend the next 100 years arguing underground? Enough fighting above ground. All right, so quickly, let's see what we do underground. Okay. This is the book of all our Shulchan Aruch. See if you can do this. It said this morning. The Gemara equates, you see, three states of being: Ovel, Menudo, and Metzola. That alone deserves analysis. These are three states of affairs in one's life where Kodesh Baruch Hu is leaning on you, where Yad Hashem was stretched out against the individual. The tragedy of Avelus, the rejection of someone in Cherem, Amenudo, and Kodesh Baruch Hu's rejection of the individual by giving him Tzoras. The Torah is looked upon as a punishment for sin, not as a dermatological condition. What sins? So Lashon Hora is one that's mentioned, but you look in the Medrash, the Torah is also associated with every other known sin to mankind. Not limited to Lashon Hora. Lashon Hora lends itself to good musar. My Lashon Hora serves as a barrier between people. Therefore, Metzora goes chutz l'machane. He's sent away from society. Also with Taspores. Again, Adam, before he came back, reminded the Yerim, you're talking about a Drabonon. Right? you're going to quote psukim for it, doesn't make it into a deraisa. Right? The only deraisa that seems to be muskom befikol, machloket, but that they agree to, is the Yom Rishon, where it's Yom Rishon of Yom Kvuro and Yom Yisro. Over also with his progress, why am I the Kamala Rachman of my Aaron? For Sheikhem al Tifro, Michlal de la Kula Alma also. And we know already at the time of Aaron that it was already established custom in Am Yisrael, whatever Am Yisrael was, they were, I weren't even Am Yisrael yet. Yeah, they were an Am, but they were Am before Matan Torah. This is a custom, is it? The Kul Am also. Unless you tell me that at Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this halacha, it means there was a well-established custom already. Next. Menuda, Umutzoroi Mahem Betasporas. Toshma, Menuda, Umutzoroi, Asurin Lesape, Ulachabes. In addition, to show his what? His rejection from society. Menudo shemes bezin soklun es arono. They put a stone on his arm. That's the last bizoyon. I went to visit Rav Shach Zatzal when he was ill, a few months before he became unable to talk to him. He said to me, when I die, he says, I want you to put a stone on my arm. He says, because I deserve nidui, because I made Shas party. I need kapora for that, he says. And the Evan on there is a kapora for the mess. The bizoyon is a kapora for the mess. Have you the Omer? It doesn't mean that you stone the oven, meaning you cover it with stones like you would an individual, right? Ela bezin sholchan manichin efa gedol arono lametcho shekol hamisnade umes beniduyo bezin sholchan sarono.
But when we go to visit a cemetery, don't we put a stone on top of the cover?
Okay. That's a nice Milo that developed because of Amaratzis, like most Mahogany. Okay. The model says that when someone dies on the road, he's Kona as Makomo. But they bury him there. Kohanim got to go by. So what do? You pour Sid, you pour lime over the grave to mark it white. So people know a marker. But in the course of time, obviously, that marker is going to disappear. So the minhag developed when you saw such a grave, you picked up a stone and you put it there. But in the course of time, people would then have placed a marker around the grave. That's where the minhag developed. Now we go and we put up a grave with a big matzeva, right, there to mark the grave. But meaning developed to put a stone when you see a grave, so that's how it started. Now it's been changed. The meaning is to show people that you're visiting, to show that this person was well thought of, that people come and visit, there are a lot of stones on it. So when I come to Eretz Yisrael, I go to visit my father-in-law's grave. Right? You have on the grave, the graves, remember, are ohalim, not a vertical, but saver, right? But rather a a little tent-like, hunt-like thing. You find on it stones far greater in height than the grave itself, right? But what are they? There aren't that many stones around. So they find piece of lumber, building blocks, you know, cement blocks. Someone must be working, making a grave there, put it on there too. So my first job when I get there is to clean up the mess. And I throw it all away. The Brazilian grave was being covered. We not a minute to go to the grave and light a candle. Among the Chassidim, it's a big thing. And many graves in Eretz Yisrael and now in America have a little box in front of the grave where you can light a candle. By my shroud, there is no such box. So you have candles lit all over the floor. So I come there with a little spatula, scrape up the wax. There's such a concept of a moko mukhubot, he took full into.
So what are you supposed to do at a kever besides clean it up? What's the appropriate...
You see, the Rambam objects to you going there to begin with. We have a little problem with going to a kever. Yeah, anyway, what's the problem really?
Because the mason and the kever can't.
Why?
Because designed to the mace that we can do things that they can't.
Can't what?
I mean, Lerosh. Yeah.
And what's like Lerosh? If you put your sisters in, no longer. No.
Because the mace can't.
No problem. It's a serious problem. Problem in Hashkofer and Haloche, the Dovish of Amazing. People come there to pray to the dead. It's also Savoy the Zohar, they can do that. But, I'll give you a nice word that my father, that's how I used to say. You make a kel mole at a grave. Right? He said, Yinuchu b'sholom al mishkobo. But no matter what, me. When the Menuchu B'Sholom was covered, what does it mean? How do you know B'Sholom and not how you know B'Sholom? I mean, they're pretty well fixed in how they're going to be. There's again, Minig Yisrael. This is covered. I don't know how many people know it, but if you ask your parents, I'm sure they'll remember. Minig is with my chosen. Before your chasani, go to the cemetery to visit any of your relatives there. That's an old minig to go. What do you go there for? To invite your grandparents to the chasani. That's how it's said. You familiar with that minig? And when things are bad in the family, someone is sick, you go to the cemetery to tell them that they should be mispalko. But he touches on that sharp boundary line between davening to the dead or asking the dead to daven for us. That meaning, that second part. So when you go there and tell them, You tell your grandparents, you know, I'm going to get married in a week or so, and it makes them happy. You tell them, God forbid, there's somebody that's sick in the family, that makes them sad. Okay. So the feeling is, b'nuchu b'sholom al mishkobam. They should lie in their place in peace, meaning not to be disturbed by bad tidings, but only hear good things. But this minute of going to the cemetery, of keeping the dead as part of your family, usually I see it already in some of the instant shamus that Chosin makes when he gets married. Lately, it's a special mitzvah to be over on Losasu Kein Lashem Olokechem. So they all printed Tehillim something, some Kapilich and Tehillim, right? A zgulit for getting married, but not getting married, etc. And what happened to those things? You see, they hand them out, the two girls, as you go into the chuppah room, they hand them out to the guests, right? And then when they finish with that, they throw them on the floor. Right? That's what they're making instant shames. No one picks them up and treats them with covered. It's in the shagas. You see, and they also, it says, and we know that our grand, especially there's a recent death of someone in the family, they put in, and I know that although we miss him very much, but I know that he's with us tonight. That's part of Minhag Yisrael. That is part of Avelus after Avelus. After Halachic Avelus is over, you're not supposed to forget completely. Shtakach min alev is at itself is looked upon as a bezoyo. If we try to keep wedding invitations go out now almost standard, right? And I'll also mention the grandparents, right? And also on the bottom after the name of the husband parents, and also grandparents. And if the grandparents are not alive, they'll put down Aleihem Hashalom, Ayin Hey. That's also a way of keeping going. These are the Hogi Yisrael that developed and are not mentioned any place in Shulchan Aruch.
Every time they're in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber does quote the Gemara.
Sorry?
Before Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber does quote the halacha that one should go to Kibrei Tzadikim to be
inspired. Go to cemeteries. Yeah?
Yeah,
cemetery and on Tisha B'Av, the two times.
And there's Masech HaBrachot is filled with such cases where you have to go to Kibrei Tzadikim.
Yep.
And in Masech HaTani, we talk about such cases.
We'll try to comment on that too. Yeah, what that means. Let's see. I'm getting involved with now, but let me see. I did have the Rambam, which I prepared to give you some other time. This is language. An kvura hilchos ovel pegedalid halacha dalid. Mitzaynin kol beis hakvoros ubonin nefesh al hakever. Vatzadikim ein bonin lehem nefesh al kivoseihim. Why? She devreim heim zechonam. Velo yifne odam levaker hakvoros. So Ramosh, we'll discuss that in greater detail. Come to Kvura. We're already after Kvura in our Hilchos Avelos, but didn't discuss yet Kvura itself halachically. Next, Ovel Chaya Batifos Arosh. Many we don't do today. Okay, Atifat Arosh means he sits during Avelus with a talus. Not the talus with scissors, but if it's a scarf or something, right? Actually, on the head, you don't need scissors. Kisu Rosh is not required with scissors. Right? It's only if it's part of a whole baguette. But you can sit with Al Sofam Yater, up to the mustache. Need to come up one of those sata sofa. Michla the Kulalma Machaivi. I remember Yecheskel Anovi is a major source of Hilchos Avelos. In this virtual wife that he had, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Binavua, marry a woman, right? And you behave in a way as to incur the wonderment of the questions of the people." Right? What did he say? Peircha chovash alecha, put on tefillin, right? Then he says what? Velo sata al sofam, and don't cover your head. Right? And people ask you, why? Your wife just died. And tell them, it's not my wife, it's you, Kodesh Bohu, it's a relationship with Kodesh Bohu and Am Yisrael that's broken, etc. It's part of the Nevuah. Mikhla the Kulalma Machaydi. Menuda Ma'abatifas Hosh. Amar Rav Yosef Toshma. Vehain Misadfim. The Yoshvin Kimenudin Uchaveli Machirach Malayim and Hashemayim. The Moran Tainis, where it hasn't rained, and they finally declare Tainis. Remember, three Tainisim, and then seven Tainisim. If the first six didn't work, total of 13 Tainisim. Right. And it says, the people there, that they made tefillah, that they take the oven out into the street, etc. There, and they sit like avelim, right? Like nunudim avelim. So we know that what? That an oval and a menudas have the same behavior pattern, where they sit with the heads covered. Mishatrim, Amar Abaye, Dilma menuda la shemayim shiny. Right? What's that word I have that rubbed out here?
Dechame?
Huh? Dechomir, sorry. Okay. Yes. You have no raya from here. After all, here we're talking about the rains haven't come. God is angry. You have no raya from here that an oval has to sit the same way. When the nation is thirsty, is in need of water, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is holding back the rains, that's a menuda l'shamayim. That's different. Maybe more chomo. There's no raya from there. Nevertheless, the raya is from Yecheskel. Right, we said lo sartal sofer. Next, mitzora mal batifos arosh. Tashma bal sofer miata, mechlal shechayev batifos arosh shma mena. Okay. There's no other interpretation for what's the sofer? What's the lip have to do with it? The sofer have to do with it? The only way you can interpret that is that the head covering goes out of sofa. Ovel also near tefillin. Here, remember, we're learning it now, that I'm part of New Gavelis is Yom Rishon. He doesn't put on tefillin even after he's chayv in the other mitzvos. In other words, it's after Kvura, there's time to put on tefillin. Put on tefillin all day, you don't put on tefillin. If it's time to daven shachris, they buried him in the morning, it's time to daven shachris, you daven shachris, but you can't put on tefillin. Daven like unteachable without tefillin. Yeah.
Can't covering until the safan mean from the bottom of the face up?
No. It's a hard to man. What they wear from the bottom up?
Scarf?
And from the sides, and women from the bottom up. Anyway, this is how it's interpreted. How do we know that? That's also to put on tefillin? Because by Yecheskel, I know they said, Peircha chovash alecha, you should put on tefillin. Peircha, remember? what do you say in Anam Zmiros? Peiro olai, right? Peiro olai upeiri olov. What does that mean? Peiro, Kadosh Baruch Hu, glory, the tefillin I wear is olai. What does it say in there? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeir, Hashem Echad. Upeircho olai. Upeiri, my glory, is on the tefillin of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because Gemara and Bocha says, Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, yeah. What does it say in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? New people. Mi kamcho Yisrael goyecho ba'oretz. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin that glorify Am Yisrael. We wear tefillin that glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you say Anam Zmiros. By the time you knew what Anam Zmiros meant when they said it. Yeah, and despite the nigunim that people made up for it, still the words got to make sense. And when you sing Chovash Kova, Yeshua Barosho, Shiro Ibina Lokta, Chovash Kova, he puts on a yarmulke, Yeshua Barosho, Agazuntin Kepala. Nobody says it correctly. Chovash Kova, Yeshua Barosho. Chovash, Kova, Yeshua Barosho. Is that Chovash Kova, then Yeshua Barosho? That's how the Nigun goes. Okay. A lot of funny things happen in shul. Or like young Israel shuls where they sing Oleinu. Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, Ushmo, Ushmo, Ushmo Echad, the Trinity. Okay. Menudo Mao Batrillion? Take it. Mitzola Mao Batrillion. Toshma Batsorua, Larabos, Coin Godo, the God of Yer Perumin, Sheyu Mukuron. The Rosha Yer Perua, a Priel Gidl Sar. Right? Dibre Rabelezer, but keep Omer, Nemra Havaya, Beroshim, Ravaya, Bebegin, Mavaya, Mabega, Dova Shachotis, Migufo. Alvai baloi do rechlos mi gufo, my love at filin. Amar apa balo, akum su vesugu. No raya. We have no raya. About a mitzora with filin. But it's always filin or not. One ring a raya, from a kohen gadol who's a mitzora, right? That he can't wear filin. Then trying to infer from a double shachotze is migufo. See, it's not, it doesn't mean anything. It only means it doesn't. He's not supposed to cover. It's a covered. You don't go without a yarmulke. You don't go with an uncovered head, and a kohen gadol especially. But when he's a mitzora, he also goes with uncovered head, and he puts on tefillin. Right, infer his head should be uncovered, meaning should be nothing on his head, no tefillin on his head. So no, how do you infer to tefillin? It means covered. The head means with a head cover, but tefillin we have no raya. Avel also b'sheil hashalom. Okay, as we're picking up, we focus on the avelus component. Yikam alei rachman alei cheskel haneg dom. Be silent. One be silent. It refers to Sheila Shalom. That's the Kabbalah we have. Menu de Malva Sheila Shalom. Amav Yosef Toshma. U Sheila Shalom Shabain Odom Lachavero. Kivne Odom Hanizukim Lamokom. Amav Yabai again. Dilma Menu de Lashmaim Shine de Chomir. No raya for a plain Menu de. For a plain menuda. Here, there you talk about a menuda la shamayim, right? But a menuda which the bezdin, which a bunch of rabbonim put in mecherim, it's no raya, it should be as chomor as that. No, I don't have an answer. What should be halacha? It would depend upon what the Rabbanan order. Now we went to quickly in the Tiferes Yisrael in the Kupas Hofen. Remember that Sheila Shalom is also, how's it go? The first week, it's also to give Shalom, right? And the Ovel also for him to say Shalom. After Shiva, the Ovel can say Shalom to others, but we don't say Shalom to him until after Shloshim. Okay, got that? We'll pick it up again in the Shulchan Aruch, but that was this quick summary that we read in the Kupat Chochem. Mitzor amao b'sheila shalom, toshma, al sof am yate, sheyish soso meduboko zu b'zu, sheyehe kemenudo kovel. We now interpret sof am yate, not referring to the talas going up to the sofam, but the lips should be covered. Yate is the cover. So how do you cover the lips? This way. Wall compress them this way. They're both interpreted as covered lips. Right? Also, b'sheila shalom shmamla. V'nifshe minel l'menudo. Right? If you say, sofam yate, sofam yate is a pasuk by menudo. So why, maybe you should then answer the question before, does a menudo... Is he also? Amar Abacha Badach Bashpelarisa Miktonish also Shia Kimenuda Ucha Ovo Kadani. Right? Bemilach and Isa. Right? Maybe it means with in reference to other things. Kimenuda doesn't say specifically for this question of Seila Shalom. Right? The also Nami Bishela Shalom. He thinks that Seila Shalom it should be also by Nuda also. Ovel also b'divrei Torah. Midikom arachmani yecheskel dom. Be silent. That includes not even to say divrei Torah. Menudah mal b'divrei Torah. Tashma menudah shone v'shone lo nisro v'shone lo. If he's a menudah, we even provide him with a rebbe. Shone lo. Mucham, if he's a cherem, lo shone v'lo shone lo, lo nisro v'shone lo. Okay, anyone know quickly the chidvin on nidui and chedem? Sam nidui is shloshim yom. Chedem is, he didn't listen after 30 days. Then you put him in chedem. Chedem is indefinite, until he cries uncle, until he gives it, whatever you put. Ovel, shonahu liyatzmo, shlo yafsik es limudo. Right? If you don't pass that way, you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass that way. An Ovel, he can't teach publicly, but he can learn by himself. Now, and the Mucham, go back to the Mucham, but also lo chanus koton, b'shul panasoso. That applies, right? Since a fellow chedem, he can't do any contact with him, but he has to, how does he survive? V'amarav zvuni mai bepaksed arobos. You give him a relatively low profit income. He like selling water in this marketplace. Paksud Arovos, which is the marketplace that Rav makes reference to. In other words, you give him a minimum. Shmamina. Mitzor amal b'divrei Torah. Toshma v'adatam lechabe v'nechay v'shamad lehem l'shem v'ke b'choriv. Ma lahalon b'eimo b'yiro b'resa b'zeyem nitan amru. Hazovim v'amitzoroim u'balinidos u'toron likras b'toro b'dvi m'ksuvin. U'shan b'edrim shas v'alochos v'agodos. Ubalikaran Asurin, but Abalkari is also. Azov Mitzvot. Why is the Malkeri also? Not because of Malkeri, because he saw a similar mission, that he's in worse condition than a worse theological condition than a Matzora or than a Zov. No. All it means, there's no reason for him to be also with the Torah. So Balkeri, he refers to someone, his wife came home from mikveh, and he had relations with his wife because the Torah commanded him, Mitzvah Zona, right? Then he's also with the Torah. At that time, part of Takonas Ezra, the what? Shelo Yu, Mitzuyin, Eitzel, and Shoseim, Kitan, the Golem. There's a bit of a problem. Talmud Chacham doesn't do much work. He's home all the time. Mela, a sailor, shows up once in 6 months as a mitzvah owner. So a mitzvah Talmud Chacham would be b'chol yom. Why not? He has to make his wife pregnant. It's a mitzvah. They have relations every night. Among goyim, it's not uncommon. Nothing better to do. So the Beit HaTakona, the Baal Keri, you can't come to yeshiva the following morning. Then, if I said, I own this Talmud Chacham, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That's a chiyuv. You have relations more often than that if you want, but it's a chiyuv at least once a week. That's a Takona's Chacham, it's a chiyuv d'raisa. What is a chiyuv d'raisa? Mora had to give some shiurim. How much? When? Where? So Chama came shiurim for camel drivers one shiur, for sailors another shiur, for Talmid Chacham, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. That's why the Kohanim don't want to duchen on Shabbos. People who wear that minhag. All chassidish shuls, if Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, there's no duchenim. The Kohanim won't duchen on Shabbos. It's against halacha, against the minhag, really. Chassidim made it. No, chassidim is solid. The solid barrier, you don't. In no place I know any chassidish shul, they don't duchen on Shabbos. Why? Believe it or not, this is the reasoning. Because onas Talmud Chacham Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, right? Yeah. And since a Baal Keri is also a B'divrei Torah, and a Baal Keri therefore should be also to go to Duchen, which means he can't have a relation with his wife on Friday night, because tomorrow he has to Duchen. Now look at the number of steps you got to make. First of all, equate learning Divrei Torah and Ezra with Duchen on Shabbos, and Ola Sabachochem. That's how the minig developed. Mishabur already attacks the minig. It's nonsense, but it's a minig. You won't find the Chassidus Yeshul that they Duchen on Shabbos when Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Okay, next.
Rabbi.
One you second, we have to. Okay. Yeah. Who's asking? Yes.
So, I'm sorry, I'm just a little confused. I've never seen a minyan on Shabbos. Like, obviously, the duchening is, you know, shorter on Shabbos, but I've just never seen a Shabbos Yom Tov where there was no duchening.
You have not seen the shul?
Sometimes.
It's a duchen by you? The Babish duchens. Babish was a B'nai Torah. But that's not Chassidish, that's the Babish. Don't mix the Babish among with the other Jews.
A lot of shuls in London don't duchen on
Swedish influence. Okay, next. Ovel also betachboses. Ovel can do laundry. Right? The east issue the Ramesabella's armies. And clearly what the guy is there that first the laundry, but Minudin and Mitsoro and Maimitar Boses. Toshma Minutsuron Asurin Lesape Ulachabes. Shmamina. Here I have a kasha. That's what it didn't come out so clear. It's from my Gemara at home. So I put down a kasha years ago when I learned Roy Cotton. I didn't have a good teretz for it. So I put a little teretz too. It's Ovel Chayev Bekriya. The Kama Lo Rachman Lo Be'aron Lo Sifromu. Told the Be'aron, don't tear your clothes. The Raya that you're supposed to tear your clothes. Mechla the Kolam Mechayvi. Menuda Mar Bekriya. How about someone who's in Cherem? It was in Nidui. How about Kriya? Take who he doesn't know. So I have here Madu, I have a Kasha here. If you remember the story of Rabbi Eliezer Shmuti, the title Shalachnoi, Moram Bo Mitzia. Look in the Gemara, it says, Rabbi Yeshua came to him and said, change your mind. He refused, right? Say, put him in Cherem. So they put him in Cherem, it says. Yoshua Gabi Karka, he sat out on the ground, Korah Begodov, he tore his clothes. So you have a raya that a menudo has to tear his clothes. Because that, obviously, Rabbi Eliezer was a great Talmud Chacham. He did what he had to do. He wouldn't back off because truth is absolute. Kantian ethics. That certain values are absolute. Concept of asei do chalosa say these things can't secular outlook couldn't see it. If he has a bunch of absolutes, truth is one of them. Remember his essay on truth. He gives the shaila of Genghis Khan coming to a town where he thinks the town is harboring his enemy. That he's been chasing. And he says to his friend who lives in the town, tell me, if the enemy is in the town and you've been harboring him, I'll kill every man, woman, and child in town. If you tell me that he's not here, I'll go away. I trust you. What should he do? So Kant says, let him tell him that the enemy's in the town. Let every man, woman, and child be a sacrifice on the altar of truth. That's called a goyishikop. What does Halacha say? Lie all you want. Lie like a sheep. Anyway, but that's a tremendous exercise in what he believed was Torah Sebes, that his shot was right and the Chachamim were wrong, and he wouldn't back down. He put him in Cherem. Machlokes is he died in the duty of the die in Cherem, and not die in Cherem. Same kind of machlokes you have by Rameir and Lisha Ben Avuya and Acher. Machlokes is he died. Or what he was about to at the very end. Fabulous line in the Medrash. Yeah. I mean, Gilas Chus, association is strange, but has there on the Pasuk, in Goalech Tov Yigal, the Malav Goalech Oni, Boaz says to Ploni Almoni, if you want to, you want to go ahead and marry her, fine, and that I will do it. So the Medrash says that refers to Rameir and Elisha. Rameir, he tried to bring Elisha into the cave where Ben Avuya, where his father was buried. And there was a fire at the mouth of the cave that wouldn't let them go in. So Amaya said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, or said to rather to Elisha Ben Avuya, who was lying dead there, Im Goalech, that God will redeem you, told him go. Vimlav Goalech Oni, that not I will redeem you with my mitzvahs. Yeah, immediately the fire quieted down. Yeah, and they have to bring the kid. When the guy from there, they needed tshuva. The Sophie did tshuva. That's it. Strange that the Medrash Rabba would associate that posik, right? Go jump to Rameir and in Elisha with Avuya. All right, about the end of this thing. Mitzora Mao Bekriya, Tashma. The God of you for umim, right? Sheyu mekuroin, right? Fumim means torn. Rashma mina. Ovel chaya bekfir samita. Okay, here we have an interesting thing I mentioned quickly the other day. The Rav Zatzal, the Rav Pshat. Ovel chaya bekfir samita. A meaning we don't have today. Abedan made the same way. But then it was a simon of Abedos, where the bed was turned upside down. Generally, closer to the ground is a simon of e-kovod. Higher off on the ground is a simon of kovod, on a bed. I remember visiting a friend in Fire Island, he built himself a Shakespeare house, whatever that's supposed to mean, and he had a Shakespeare bed. Shakespeare bed, it must be a technical term among the interior decorators. It's a bed on a platform with three steps up to the bed. And of course, curtains around the bed high up. Why? So one once gave a practical explanation, because at night it gets cold in the wintertime. Higher up, the warmer air rises. It's the higher up you are, the warmer it is. Watri says, why is he chayav b'kfir samita? Why? Read this pasuk. The Tony Bakapola. It's not, I said Pasek, I'm sorry, they read what Bakapola said, based upon a Pasek. Tmus Yukni Nosati Bohem, Ubavanuseyem Hafachtia, Kofu Mitoseyem Oleha. I made you B'Tselem Elokim, and you went ahead and defaced the B'Tselem Elokim. That's why the onesh of Misa came. Were not for other magicians chet, there would not be Misa. Right? Therefore, Kofum, you turned around, you turned over my image, you overturned my image, the Tzelem Elokim. Kofum mitoseyem aleha. Therefore, turn your beds upside down. So the Rav said, that's the minog, which is more violated than affirmed nowadays. That at Avelus you hide all the pictures of the niftar. Because it says, right, the mus jukni halfachtia, you turned it around, you turned it upside down. Therefore, we don't show the pictures. I was convinced that's the basis of the minog. And it's that it's a halacha required, even though we don't have the meaning of hafachas hamita, but the purpose of hafachas hamita was to affirm that there was yesh din v'l yesh dayan, that this is punishment, those things don't happen by themselves. Menudo mitzora ma'am bekfiyas hamita teku. Next. Avel also basiyas malacha. Tirsiv v'fakti chageichem v'avel ma'achag osa b'mrocha af avel osa b'mrocha. Menuda ma'o asiyas malacha. Now again, don't forget, we're talking about the Rabbanon. We're showering you with psukim, but it's not psukim, right? This was what? The rabbinic stream of consciousness, the rabbinic thought process, right? Why they associated these customs, these minhogim, right, with avelos. Menuda ma'o asiyas malacha? Amav Yosef, Tashmak, Sha'ombu, also Baziz Malochal, Ombu, Ella Beyom, Abalaila Muta, Pachin Atamotzi, Bemenudo, Ba'ovel. My love, Akulu, refers to all other things where they're the same. And you know, no, Ashalo, but it only refers to the Atifa Sarosh, right, that's mentioned there too. Tashmak, Menuda Shona Vishona Lo Nisra Meskolo Mashmamida. The what? He said Meskolo Meskolo. He does business. Nisra means, and we said before already, we let him do business. Menuda has to be able to earn a living somehow. Mitzola Malvasis Malacha, that we take. Ovel also Berechitza. Tersiv, after Sochi Shemen, right? Rechitza bechlal sicha. Sicha and rechitza are the same things. Menuda mal berechitza, amir sashmak, shamar osu berechitza, amir lo kol gufo, ala ponagel v'ragla muto, v'chein atamotze b'menuda v'ovel. So you see the lot, you find the same halacha, my love, akulu, no, Ashara, no higher, because there we're listing a whole bunch of Nehugi Avelus. We don't know which of them are applied to Betzola. Betzola, Malabu, Chitza, take it, you don't know. Ovel also Benila Sasandal. Midi Kamale, Rachmona, Lecheskel, Nalcha, Tosim, Berglecha, Mechlada, Kulalma also. Remember, Onen is Muto Benila Sasandal. Nothing that could possibly interfere with his comfortable running around to take care of the Tzorchei HaMes. They didn't put any Isu on that. Menuda Mar Benila Sasandal. Amaris Tashmak, Shamu Osu Benila Sasandal, Omu Ela Be'ir. Ava Derech Muto, Hokeitza, Yotza Derech Noel, Nitzir Cholitz, Vrein Atamotze B'Menuda B'Ovel. My love, Akulu. Again, we're equating Menuda with Ovel. No, Ashar, we don't know whether it means everything. When we equate them with Ovel, it could be only on some of them. And a few of the things, not on everything. Mitzora, Mao, Medirza, Sandal, take it. Ovel also, Betashu, Shamita. Yosir, Vainochem, Dover, is Basheva, Ishto, Vayovu, Elel. And after the baby died, right, and then Yovu, after the Choma, after Vainochem, means after Avelus. Then the Yovel Mechla Mekor also. Menuda Mavta Shemita. Amar Rav Yosef Toshma. Kol Osun Shonim Sho Yisrael Bamidbo. All the 40 years, Menudin Hoyu Vishim Shemita Seyim. They were Menuda Lashamayim. Yet there was no Isa on Tashma Shemita. Children were born, a new generation grew up after Chetah Egel. Obviously, they had relations. Amarai V'dilma Menuda Lashamayim Shaini. Dikil. Maybe there, Menudah Shemayim is easier than some Menudah. In fact, about Kill, you just said before, right? But Amit Chomer, right? But what does it mean? Very, very nice. Hashkofer, very nice. You said that Menudah Shemayim is more humble. Who said so? I think Menudah Shemayim, God is Barachmim. Menudah Shemayim is easier. Therefore, I use that really as a way to stop you from what you want to say. You want to say that Menudah is chayiv. Once I knew this potter, I said, no, Menudah Shemayim is more humble. One time Amnuda is chayiv. I don't know, maybe Nirushmai, maybe is more true. Zilhocha kamatrele, zilhocha kamatrele. Whichever way you go, I say pakeot. I say the opposite maybe force you into a better proof than what you're offering me. Toshma de Sanya, Vyesha Mechusolo, Sheil by Matsola, Matsola Mao Batashamita, right? Toshma de Sanya, Yesha Mechusolo, She Kiminudo, Ucha Ovel, Vyosu Tashamita, Bain Olo Isto, Shema Lechem Olohem, Shuva Lechem Olecha Shamamina, Nubinusha Namala Menudo, right? Amar Avlena Breda Bilkan, Fred Rab Yosef, Mikdonish also She Kiminudo Ovel Bamilachinis. Same text you give all along. Maybe in other things you should be, treat them like a novel, like a menudo. It doesn't mean specifically on what, to what extent he's like a novel menudo. Maybe he's Tashma Shemitah or not. We also name with Tashma Shemitah, Aina Mashalea Kobenosa. Even if you tell me that he's also Tashma Shemitah, right? Ovel, I'm sorry. Ovel ain't a shalak korban also. An ovel can bring a korban. The sanya Rav Shimon Omer Shlomo Mizman Shu Sholim Lo Banshman Shu Onim. Menuda Maoshi Shal Korban also. Amar Yosef Tashma Koloso Shonim Shoy Yisrael Bamidbo Menuda Hoyu Bisholku Korban Oseim. So you see that a menuda can bring a korban. All the years they brought korbanos, right? Amalei Abaye. Dilma menudo l'shamayim shiny the kill, shabbat the kill. This is kill. Hamad the chamo. No, sfuki myself galay umatchela. I could interpret both ways. I'm in suffix whether I should treat l'shamayim worse than a menudo bezdin. Mitzol b'ashish kavan osav tashma d'sanya v'achat taroso achap chrisos v'ames shibashamim isapro lo elo zayin yemei sviro. Okay, that's your background material. Now we go to the text. Just remind me that Shina involved, I want to say, meaning Hamarachmim, something I said to you about what Nechama is. Last night I added to it, I came across here. Yeah. We have a few minutes, let me remember what I said about Nechama. The Choma isn't anything that refers to the past. Yeah. Because I come in and I console you, therefore you feel better about the tragedy that happened to you. It's nonsense. We don't use those words. We don't say anything like that. We say, Amok minachem esrem shalosh shetzin yushaloi. Nothing to do with it. So I explain that as meaning the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to help you. Just as Kadosh Baruch Hu helped Am Yisrael after Churban Beis Hamikdash, right? And we survived. Terrible blow, we managed to survive. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us strength to do so. You say, Amokom, right? Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu should console you, meaning give you the ability to to carry on, to continue. The soul shall be just as Sharabeli was trying to carry on. That's all you can say to him. How to do it, that's have to do it on your own. There's nothing I can do to help you. Yeah. So here, interesting, if you see that, is that. Yeah. Look at this. Looking through set up our sort of the curriculum, what we're going to cover. Look at Shinayin Vav. Din Meshe Ein Lo Menachmim. Look at Gimel. You got on Shinayin Vav Gimel. This gives away the problem, and I think my analysis. Mesh ain't lo avelim. A fellow dies, he has no relatives. You have occasionally that way. Why? He lived a long life. Everybody else predeceased him. He has no avelim. Born asor b'nei odom k'shedim v'yoshrim b'bekomo kol zayin mei avelis u'shar ha'om miskapsim aleihem. What kind of nichma velum is this? There's no oval there. There's no oval. So 10 people from the community come and sit, and people come and menachem them. What does that mean? What is supposed to say? What is accomplishing? What's the message there? The message is, Hamokom Yenachem Esrem, but we're all Avelim. And what we want to do is emphasize the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us the ability to carry on. Therefore, when someone dies, there. It's a good opportunity to remind you of tragedy, the tragedy of Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. So we keep up that time of reinforcement of our belief that Kodesh Baruch Hu is still in charge of the world and in charge of my destiny. So the minute, in the time of Machaba, the Lamor says already, we don't have that minute. The minute died out. That's because people most likely would not cooperate too easily. You get yourself 10 people to sit shiva for somebody whom they don't know. And someone who has no relative. A ger dies, he has no relatives. A man dies, his children died before him. And now, with the son, after the whole in Europe, you have a single survivors of large families is unfortunately not an uncommon occurrence. Where if he dies, there's no avelim. No relative has to be able. Okay, tomorrow we'll go to the text. And the producer. Rabbi Yonah and Brochus are doing it.